From the Crate, thanks to your friendly neighbourhood record store, Southbound Records.
Southbound Records, just up the road from BFM, walking distance. I've done that walk many times myself. right next door to T. White's Bikes. Welcome, a big warm welcome to Cam from
Hello.
Southbound. How's it
Thank
going?
Thank you. It's good. How are you?
Yeah, good. Now, Friday, always an exciting day in music land because it typically means new releases.
New release day. It's very exciting. We got a few really, really good ones in this week as well. I've brought in this first one. We Want Sounds, once again. Last week I brought in Ryuichi Sakamoto's Coda, which is the same label that's released this. It's a French label. They release stuff that's usually exclusively released in Japan. So this one, Yoshiko Sai, Mangekyu. This one is really, really cool. She in high school, she was like a poet, and she kind of started out in like a few bands and things like that, and then she actually gave up on music to pursue painting. But then someone heard one of her songs somewhere and they were like, you know, we've got to have her. So this is her debut. It's called Mangekyu, which translates to Kaleidoscope, I believe.
Another I love the story of these artists that have like worked in the 70s and then someone has found their work many years later and gone, oh wow,
so cool, eh?
Yeah, keep going.
Sorry. Yeah, so this album came out in the 70s, 1975, I think it first came out. The producer of this, Yoji Ono, he also has a compilation called Touch, which was also on We Want Sounds. Such a good compilation. We've also got that at Southbound. But he did a lot of the music for, it was an anime called Lupin. Mm-hmm. So he did a lot of the music for that. That's kind of where he got, you know, big. But yeah, this was like one of his really early works. To work with her on her debut. So yeah,
let's hear it from 1976. Oh, here we go. The first international release outside of Japan of Yoshiko Sai's 1975 record.
Yeah, great album. That one was Euro No Sai as well. Fantastic song. Next one we've brought in. Very, very, very excited for this one. It's called Even the Forest Hums, Ukrainian Sonic Archives from 1971 to 1996.
Ukrainian Sonic Archives.
Very, very excited for this one. So a lot of this music was recorded under Soviet control back in that period. At the time, people actually needed permits to record music professionally in that, you know, in that region. So a lot of these people had to be really creative about how they were going to make their art. They couldn't just go and record it like we can nowadays. You had to, you know, prove that there was reason to record it. So a lot of this stuff is really, it's really meaningful for the time period for sure. There's some, like, I mean, a bit of everything on here. There's some, like, dream pop. There's some psych rock. There's some 21st century folk kind of stuff like that. Really, really cool stuff. But, yeah, it's just such a cool kind of snapshot of that period, you know, and especially of it was such a, I guess, you know, it was a very big time for Ukraine. And originally that compilation was actually supposed to be Russian and Ukraine music from the period, but they separated that because, you know, there's obviously a lot going on there at the moment.
Shall we hear it? So we've got, once again for people, this one's called Even the Forest Hums, Ukrainian Sonic Archives, 1971 to 1996. By the feel of this, I'm holding the record in my hands. It's double LP.
Double LP.
Yeah. There's a little quote on here. Music has always pulled Ukrainians out of the abyss. It becomes our kind of gospel, a song that supports us when it seems everything is lost, like daily bread, native language, and grandmother's hands.
Beautiful artwork on there as well.
Yeah, it's cool.
Beautiful,
it's cool
artwork.
All right, shall we hear this track?
That's cool. This track. Beautiful. It's called The Great Hienhuan River. Thank you.
Ah, the sounds of the Ukraine.
Beautiful sounds of the Ukraine. So good.
Now, if people are after a bit of a snapshot of what was happening in the Ukraine between, 71 and 96, was it?
71 and 96, yep.
This is the compilation for you, double LP there on the shelf at Southbound.
So beautiful. Beautiful beautiful big yellow cover, you'll see that
now
as soon as you walk in.
We're heading towards something which is a bit more funky, which is kind of nice on a Friday. What have you got for us?
James Brown's Funky People, two compilations. Mm-hmm. These are reissues. They've been out in the past. Very, very cool reissues here. They've got a whole bunch of stuff from the People Records label, which is James Brown was heavily involved in. Mm-hmm. He was also heavily involved in compiling these compilations. He's actually on a lot of the tracks. It's just kind of not, he's not the focal point, you know?
James Brown!
So good. There's, you know, the JBs, Lynn Collins on here. So many awesome songs as well. We're going to play a Lynn Collins track, Think About It. This one, I just found out that she was a backup singer for Dionne Warwick back in the day. I don't know if that's where she got found, but just a cool little fun fact for the morning. So this one, really great compilation. The singles that were released originally might not have released as well, but I think it's become one of those things where people kind of over time have just found all these tracks and they've become like a cult classic thing. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. So let's get into it, I guess. This one is Think About It, Lynn Collins.
Hey, fellas, I'm talking to you and you too. You guys know who I'm talking to. Those of you who go out and stay out all night and have the next day, expect us to be home when you get there. But let me tell you something, the sisters are not going for that no more. Because we realize two things, that you aren't doing anything for us. From now on, we're gonna use what we got to get what we want. So, you'd better think.
Cam, this compilation once again.
James Brown's Funky People Part 1 and Part 2 are both in store now.
Ah, it's a pair.
Yeah, a pair. With, I mean, a lot of music on each one. They've got like 12 tracks on each, 13 tracks on the first one. So, you know, a lot of funk in there for, a Friday morning.
Now, Cam from Southbound, thank you so much for making the trek in this Friday morning.
Thank you so much for having me.
People out there, head on up to Southbound, just up the road from BFM on Simon Street.
Great.
Cut up.
From the crate, thanks to Southbound Records, 132 Simon Street.